Well, the Better Business Bureau is secretly investigating the Fourth at Bridge business started by Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson. Michael DeVere, one of the players they rented out, won over $60 at the home of a Mr. Norris. Mr. Norris complained to the Business Bureau. Tonight, Michael goes to play there again. It's a trap. This episode is an alternating scene between the Aces bungalow and Michael's hotel room. But first to the Aces. Jane and Mr. Ace are alone. Listen.
Well, it's 10:45. I think I'll turn in, Jane.
Oh, no, dear. Let's wait for Marge to come home.
But I've been waiting. I've been sitting here listening to you talk for the past 2 hours. I'm tired.
You're tired? Why, I've talked myself hoarse in the face and you're tired?
But I'm getting sleepy.
Well, that's complimentary. You're company, I must say.
Company? This isn't company.
Oh, yes. Who's company, you know?
Oh, yes, sure.
Well,
sure.
I'm sorry if I bored you so much.
Oh, you didn't bore me, Jane.
Well, you certainly sounded like I did.
Oh, no. It was very interesting. I mean, all about Tyrone Power and Annabella and skirts 15 inches from the bottom and the sardines smelling up the icebox. I enjoyed it, but I knew
after all. Well, then why are you so sleepy? I know what. If you're tired of listening to me, you go ahead and talk. You don't get a chance to sit around and just discuss things like we used to. Go ahead, dear.
Go ahead what?
Go ahead and talk. I'll listen.
Oh, but I'm sleepy. I want
to... Oh, stop it. Now, I'm not going to sit here by myself waiting for Marge. Go ahead, dear. Let's talk. You say something.
Oh, I don't know what to
oh,
say.
Oh, go ahead. Anything, dear.
Oh, well, I met a man at lunch today, and we got to talking about isolationism and our neutrality laws and our foreign policy, which, of course, led to a discussion of the various ideologies.
Well, good night, dear. I'll wait by myself.
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind, Jane.
It's made up. It's changed and made up. I'll sit here by myself and wait for Marge.
Oh, why do you have to wait for Marge? This bridge business of yours is taking up too much of your time. Why do you have to wait up for Marge every night?
Well, I'm anxious to know how we did tonight.
Well, can't you call her up?
No, she doesn't want me to. She says the phone will be busy with people calling us for players. We have to get another phone. We're doing so good now. Oh, did I tell you we're going to get another phone?
No, I think so. I don't remember. You've been saying...
Well, we are. We're getting another phone. At first, I didn't think we ought to because it costs money. And I like to keep our expenses down because the less you spend, the more we make. That's what I thought. That's what I said to Maud. I said, the less you spend, the more we make. Isn't that so?
Well, yes, I
No, I asked Marge that.
Oh.
And she said, oh, no, you must spend money to make money. Well, I couldn't understand that. Because I know it used to be if you wanted to make money, you must spend it. Well, it's something new, I guess. Well, what do they think up next? Well, anyhow, we're getting another phone. I ordered it today. I said, well, if we're going to get it, no sooner said the better. And we have to get some more players, too. We've only got 12, you know. Well, I don't care how many players you get because they don't cost us anything. I'm getting to sound like an old tightrope, aren't I? Did you say yes?
Well, I was nodding off there.
I thought you said yes. Well, I don't care. I'm in this business to make money. Mr. Jackson is the one that made the most money last week. Did I tell you how much he made?
No, I think you missed that.
I didn't. Well, he took in over
$450. $450?
Yes, that's just what I said. I said $450, I said.
Wait a minute. You mean his players won that much money?
Uh-huh.
In how long?
At the end of our first fiasco week. Well, I just couldn't
get over... At the end of what?
What?
The end of your first fiasco week.
Yes, that's what Marge calls it. It's a business thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
He took in over $450. They won that much. Well, he gets half of all that. Well, you know how much that is. That's over $200, isn't it? Or is it?
Yes, it is.
I thought so. Well, Marge and I only took in $156. That's the fees that we charge to the players. Well, they get half of that, and we get what's left. Well, that's only $78, Marge says, is it?
Half of, yes, that's $78.
Well, that's all we make, and then we each get half of that. Well, that isn't very much compared to what Mr. Jackson's making. So when Mr. Jackson wasn't looking, I said to Marge, why don't we take half of what they win instead of half of the fees? And she said, oh, no, she said, Mr. Jackson just happened to be lucky this first week, and she wasn't going to gamble. She's satisfied with the $78.
Yeah, I think she's right. I think you can trust her judgment.
Oh, you don't have to tell me about trusting Marge. Marge and I knew each other before you did.
Before I did?
Sure we did. And if she thinks that that's the best way, it's all right with me.
Oh, sure, it's the best way, because Jackson and his players stand to lose that much money in a week, too, you know.
Oh, no, they can't lose, especially Michael.
Oh, he's in again.
No, he's out again tonight. He's at Mr. Norris's house. Mm. He was there last night, you know, and he won $54. And Mr. Norris called up and said he wanted to get even and to send Michael out again.
Yes, you told me that, Jane.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Well, anyhow, don't worry about Michael losing. He hasn't lost once, and he's won more money than any of the others.
Yeah, he must be an excellent good player.
Oh, sure. I wish we had more like him. We have to get more, you know.
Oh, yes, you told me that.
Oh, yes. You know who I was thinking would have been good for one of the players?
No,
My brother Johnny. He plays very good bridge, but he's out of town so much. You know, I had a letter from him yesterday from the Detroit Athletic Club. Where is that, dear?
Omaha.
I wonder what he's doing out there. He would have been marvelous as one of the players. Oh, I think that's Mars now. Mars?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, yes. Good night, dear.
Oh, fine. Now you're going to send me off to bed.
Well, you've been saying you're so good.
Yes.
You two aren't going to make a habit of waiting up for me every night, are you?
Well, I was keeping Jane company.
How is business, Mars? Terrific. All sold out. We have to get more players.
See, what did I tell you? Mm-hmm. I was just telling him that, Mark. I said we have to get more players.
And you're right. I told Mr. Jackson to get in at least 6 more by tomorrow evening. Why, we could easily have used 6 more tonight. The idea is catching on like wildfire.
I wish he could get some more like Michael.
Yes, he does seem to be doing very well. I saw him for a minute tonight just before he went out on his call, and I congratulated him on his ability as a big player.
You did? What did he say?
Well, he seems awfully modest. He says it's just luck, and that he's been getting some very good cards. But he must be an excellent player to make the winning he's been making ever since he signed up to it.
Mike. Oh, you're back early. The game breaks up. It's only a little after 11.
And they decided to quit early.
Yeah, I must fall asleep. I didn't expect you back till at least 1 o'clock. Last night, you didn't come back till after...
Joe, we're packing up and leaving town tonight.
What?
We're leaving town tonight. Now. Come on, get busy.
Leaving town? Just when you got this door cut, these easy brick teams? I don't get you.
You heard me. Get off that suitcase.
Now, wait a minute, Mike. Where are we going? He has got any important soul. Where can we go?
I've got a little money. I won last week.
Yeah, but that won't get us far. Oh, I bet you made a cleanup tonight, huh?
Oh, I won $180.
$180.5 game?
I made a few side bets.
Well, $180, at least we can travel in style.
We're not using any of this $180.
Not using any of the $180?
I'm mailing the check back to the office.
Mailing the check? I don't get you.
We're clearing out. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, I understand it, but I don't get it. The least you can do is tell me why, Mike.
I'll tell you why, Joe. Because I'm not going to stand by and wreck this girl's business.
So there is a girl.
I told you there was. She owns this business. This man Norris had me back again tonight because he suspected that something was according to Hoyle last night. I could tell he suspected it the minute I walked into his home tonight. He's an open book. And I could tell a mile away that one of the players was a trap to find out just what it was I was doing.
Okay.
And the questions they tried to pass off as light conversation. Well, I knew it before I even sat down to play. I made up my mind to deal him straight. No cheating. I wasn't going to let anything happen to her business. But, Joe, I learned something tonight.
What?
I learned that I can't resist cheating. Do you hear that? It's in my blood. It's like a drug. I can't break myself of a habit.
Well, I don't understand, Mike.
I didn't either. My mind was made up to play honest bridge. I knew if they caught me at it, they'd wreck that whole office. They'd never believe she was honest and the twinkle was my idea. And the more I realized that, the more conscious I became of their eyes following every move I made. Something in me started to play cops and robbers. I wanted to prove to myself that I could outsmart them. I was at my best. I dealt off the bottom, I missed cards, I dealt seconds, I shuffled aces. I pulled every trick I knew.
Hey, Mike, I didn't get on to you, did I?
Oh, no. You know better than that. I fooled some of the biggest there are. These country gentlemen were easy. It was like taking the well-known candy. And while I sat there toying with them, it dawned on me that I couldn't help myself. It's in my system. I've been at it too long.
Oh, Mike, I don't know what to say.
There's nothing to say. I'm going to do the only decent thing I ever did. I'm sending this check back to her, and I'm clearing out. I won't run the risk of wrecking what she's building up into a fine new business. If there is any trouble made on account of tonight's game, she'll have this check back to prove that she wasn't a part of it. Come on, Joe, let's get going.
Mike, I can't make you out.
Don't try, Joe. Just take my word for it.
Okay, I'm with you, even if I don't get you. Where are we going, Mike?
I don't know. We'll grab a bus and go somewhere.
If I may have your undivided attention, I'll tell you of a momentous decision I made this evening.
What is it, Marge?
I'm quitting my job.
Quitting your
job? Oh, I am. I told my boss when I first started this business that it turned out to be something good, I was leaving it. He said he understood, and he wished me luck.
Well, Marge, don't you think it's a little early to tell?
I do not. We've been open a week. Last week, we started from nothing and took in over $150 in fees. This week starts off even bigger than that. I think this business is going places, and I'm going with it.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Well, I don't like to advise anything.
Well, thanks, but I'm not asking for advice. I'm making a statement. My mind's made up. I'm going to devote all my time to this business. It's got unlimited possibilities. It's already proven itself to be a good, solid proposition. I'm in business for myself.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And we can make this thing 10 times the business it is now. I'm going to eat, sleep, and breathe Forth at Bridge Service until it gets that big.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Well, beginning next week, Jane, you don't have to come down at all. I'll take charge of the office myself.
Oh, that's awful.
That was certainly a quick quit.
Oh, you can't do this to me.
Well, Marge had better not be too hasty about leaving her job. There may be trouble in the air, all of which we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.